We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
When you build houses, you put people to work, you increase the tax base, and there's just lots of positive benefits to affordable housing.
Scott McReynolds heads the Housing Development Alliance based in Hazard.
We estimate that about 40% of the households in eastern Kentucky are inadequately housed, and that includes folks who are living in substandard housing, people who are cost burdened, or people that are overcrowded.
As a remedy, not only is Scott leading an effort to build affordable, quality, energy-efficient housing, he's recruiting and providing on-the-job training to people going through drug addiction recovery.
I soon realized that what people really needed to succeed in recovery was that first opportunity to go to work, that somebody to take a chance on them and provide them with that initial job.
But it doesn't end there. People need to be able to buy those homes, which is why the nonprofit Redbud Financial Alternatives was established.
We were originally founded by the Housing Development Alliance because, as you heard from Scott, kind of the work they do help connect people to housing solutions. And they were finding that something like 90% of the people coming through their door weren't eligible based on credit and debt issues.
May Humiston is Redbud's Community Development Financial Institution Director.
We see a lot of people trying to figure out how to recover from negative history on their credit report, but with very little information to do so.
You'll hear how Scott and May are helping people gain a fresh outlook on life in the mountains of eastern Kentucky. The Lexington Philharmonic is searching for a new music director-conductor, and there are 6 finalist candidates for the job. We've heard from one, Thomas Heuser of Idaho Falls. Now, we're about to hear from Minnesota Orchestra Associate Conductor Akiko Fujimoto, who's coming to Lexington next week. And if you think you've heard of challenging job interviews, listen to Lexville's Allison Kaiser describe what each of these candidates has in store for them.
Every day is packed with meetings, tours of the Bluegrass area, meetings with our various boards of directors. Our staff will be meeting with each candidate. We will be having a reception during the day to invite community leaders, political leaders, and donors to come meet the candidate. After the concert, there will be an open invitation to everybody in the audience to come meet the candidate and ask questions. Then the search committee will have a one-on-one meeting with each candidate the day after each concert. And we'll conclude the whole week of activities with a fundraising opportunity where individuals will open up their homes to allow us to use that as a fundraising opportunity for people to come and meet the candidate.
And is Akiko Fujimoto up for the challenge?
I am. I am so excited.
Excited about the prospects for echo and adventure tourism in eastern Kentucky is Jerry James of Explore Kentucky.
It's an underrated state when it comes to outdoor recreation. We have it all. We have mountains, we have streams, we have lakes, we have trails.
Jerry hopes to focus state officials on a new economic potential of the Appalachian region.
I think that's what we need in our state is that Office of Outdoor Recreation that drives the conversation, provides resources, and keeps track of that data.
And for those already out there hiking the mountains of eastern Kentucky, ever gotten lost? Archaeologist and wilderness survival expert Chris Begley on the psychology of surviving in the wild. It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on WEKU, and on your WEKU mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.